Frontier Fighters. Frontier fighters, valiant guardians of trails old and new, which stand today as a great nation's frontiers of destiny. Shortly after the United States, in the interests of peace and progress, annexed New Mexico, renegades, outlaws, and drink-crazed Indians staged a rebellion against the sovereign federal authority. In the summer of 1847, the first American governor, Charles Bent, appointed by General Kearny, was at Taos, home on a short visit. He refused a military escort because he believed himself immune from any attack because he had treated all fairly. With him were a few servants, his children, a girl aged 5, and a boy, Alfredo, aged 10, and Josepha, the wife of Kit Carson. At sundown of the day of the massacre, a neighbor said to Governor Bent,
"Governor, there are times even in the life of a soldier when discretion is the better part of valor. What are you going to do if a mob surrounds your house?"
"I'm not afraid of any mob. I've treated all with fairness and honesty. That's my record, and I stand on it."
"There have been ugly rumors for the past week. I'm moving my family out of Taos. You have a duty, too, sir, to the women of your house."
"I'll do my duty. But the head of the new civil authority in New Mexico does not run away."
"Wasn't very wise of you, sir, in these troubled times to refuse an armed escort to Taos."
"It's inconceivable to me that anyone in New Mexico, Mexican, Indian, or renegade, could wish harm to me or mine."
"Well, God be with you all. As for myself, I'm leaving and taking my family with me."
Oh, my dear.
"I'm sorry, I wasn't really eavesdropping, but I heard."
"These ranchers have the most idiotic fears. Now, who in the world would dare assail the authority of the United States government?"
"If there should be an attack, there are only 2 old muskets in the house. Senora Carson said we should send for her husband, Kit Carson, at once."
"We'll send for no one, my dear. We'll have dinner, and at our usual hour, retire. And don't you worry. When morning comes, the stars and stripes will still be flying over our house in Taos."
"Mercy! The crowd! Hundreds of Indians and renegades! Outlaws have torn down the flag. They're going to storm the house."
"Impossible. They wouldn't dare."
"Oh, we must flee for our lives, Charles. Oh, Juan, rouse the children and Senora Carson. Get them all in the living room."
Si, Senora, at once."
"Oh, we must do something at once, Charles. We'll all be murdered in our beds."
"Just a minute. I'm dressed. I will do something. I'll go out there and face that mob down. That's how a gentleman always deals with cowardly Indians and horse thieves."
"Oh, my child, they've killed him. They killed him. Oh, Senora Carson.
We must be brave now. Think and act quickly, Keith always says. Alfredo, you and sister with the spoon and poker start digging a hole in that adobe wall.
See, Mother. Oh, we'll never live to get out of here. Everybody's being massacred on sight.
Quickly, quickly, Alfredo.
Monsters on the wall. They try to break through the door.
This adobe wall connects with the wall of the next house. He needs lead peons who can be trusted. God bless your poor husband. So, Senora, but now is not the time for tears. I'll take this other poker. You take that sword. Every minute counts. We must break through this wall.
The adobe, it is coming away now. The wall is just getting bigger and bigger.
Quickly, quickly, Senora.
Oh, Charles, so restlessly brave. He said they'd never dare pull down the stars.
Quick, the wall is getting bigger and bigger. See, it is big enough for the children to go through. Quickly, children, quickly. Alfredo, when you get through, get all the old clothes you can find so we may dress ourselves as peons and not make our escape.
I'm through. Now push it through for me. Oh, crawl through quickly, my darling. Quickly.
A little more, and then the hole will be large enough for us. Now we can get through this hole into the next house.
Oh, who would have thought that there would ever have been a rebellion in New Mexico?
This is not a rebellion, Senora Ben. This is a massacre.
The miraculous escape of the governor's wife, the children, and Mrs. Carson from the massacre at Taos is the prelude to the years between 1847 and 1852. A truce was declared between the forces of those who stood for progress and the development of New Mexico and those who made this new frontier a land of terror. When Bishop Lamy came to Santa Fe to bring learning, religion, and civilization, immigration into the new territory was practically at a standstill. True, there were no wild outbreaks, such as in 1847, but even the good father saw that he would have a fight on his hands to even establish one little adobe church. Said a priest to his bishop,
"You are my superior, and in all things will I obey you, but I am utterly without hope that you will fulfill your dream."
"My dream will be fulfilled, my son. Civilization must and will come to New Mexico. There will be churches, schools, seminaries, hospitals, gardens."
"And who will frequent these institutions you speak of? Until law and order is restored to the territory, who will enter it?"
"Law and order will be restored. God will show me the way. I will have faith and work."
"Good bishop, good father. Half-breeds, renegades, 50 of them just swept through the town, robbed and pillaged in outrage.
God have mercy."
"Was the leader recognized by any?"
"Yes, he was the master brigand Jose Maria Martin."
"Our little adobe church, was that left unscathed?"
"He stole the service, the chalice, the altar cloth."
"My good bishop, were it not better for us to abandon such a land as this to the savages and bandits? There will be work for us in other fields."
"I will never give up Santa Fe to the devil. I have the plan. I will go to the Taos and beg to come from retirement, Senor Kit Carson."
"Senor Carson, I trust that my plea will not fall on deaf ears.
We who have gone through the massacre of 1847 know only too well that unless law and order comes to New Mexico to stay, there is no future in the Southwest."
"Welcome, good Bishop Lamy. Welcome to Taos.
God be with you, my son."
"I will leave you two alone. Father Lamy, you will find that Keith stands just as much today with God as he always did."
"She spoke true, Bishop. I stand with God against lawlessness, injustice, and intolerance."
"I came to Santa Fe hoping to serve God by serving man. 3 days ago, 50 brigands swept through the town like a plague. They pillaged and stole and terrorized."
"That must not go on. Must unite and stamp out them that defy the laws of both God and man. Must be done now, Bishop Lamy, or else we'll have another 1847 on our hands."
"I knew that my plea would not fall on deaf ears. I would make of New Mexico a haven for all who would know of this fruitful land. I would bring God to the godless, learning to the ignorant, mercy to the sinners, and healing to the sick."
"It'll take a well-laid campaign to do all that. But I'm with you, and we'll fight together, tooth and toenail."
much on talking, as you know. I see gathered here tonight men of a stamp who would die fighting for what they believe to be right. I also see faces peering up into mine that think just because a man's a priest, he ain't a man. That's a bald lie. But priests ain't going to take up arms against brigands and cattle thieves. That ain't what God called them to do. But they are here to put up schools and churches and hospitals, to plant gardens, orchards, and to make this territory of New Mexico a decent place for ladies and gentlemen to live in. Before I get through, maybe what I'm saying will be a speech. The bad man in Santa Fe, and all of New Mexico for that matter, has got to go. Pronto. Horse thieves, renegades, marauding hellions and killers. I've been in this country long enough to know them all. And from today on, they ain't going to answer just to the church or the state, but to Kit Carson, personal. I'm giving every bad man in Santa Fe just 24 hours to get out. If he's here after that time, I'm going to shoot him on sight.
Kit Carson stayed in Santa Fe until he saw the good work of the bishop begin to bear fruit. The bad men became good men, some of them. Others left the country. Peace began to descend on New Mexico. And with it, hand in hand, progress came marching down the Santa Fe Trail. New Mexico is safe. Replace the fearful cry, keep out of New Mexico. It's a land of outlaws and renegades and killers. The desert began to bloom, and the dream of Bishop Lamy came to be realized. In 1867, when Kit Carson came back to Santa Fe, both he and Bishop Lamy looked out over cultivated fields, orchards, and behind them were schools, churches, seminaries, a hospital.
My son, this is all your handiwork, as much as mine.
It's your work, Father. I only made it clear to everybody that there ain't no room for a bad man in any part of this land over which flies the stars and stripes.
God bless you, Senor Kit.
Looking out with eyes other than the two in my head, I see a Santa Fe trail that's open the year round. From one season to the other. One year to the other. One century to the other.
Heroes of the West, soldier and churchman alike, long will they live in our memories. Kit Carson and Bishop Lamy, truly great frontier fighters.